Mikey DiPietro, goaltending prospect within the Canucks organization, coming off his first full year of pro with the Utica Comets. Mikey, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing okay. Where do we find you right now? We're going through measures out here of working from home and all the isolation measures a lot of people in this country are taking. Where do we find you right now?
I'm also at home. I'm under quarantine from mom and dad, that's for sure, for, you know, traveling home earlier this week. So, you know, just trying to keep busy, you know, at the house.
Good for you. And I saw that you did a little modeling of the Puck the Virus shirt that you guys are selling in Utica as well, doing whatever you can to help out those who are affected financially by this crisis as well with your organization.
Yeah, yeah. Puck the Virus is something that our owner in Utica, Robert Esch, kind of came up with this team. And, you know, Esch is a phenomenal owner. He's a phenomenal person. And, you know, he has a big heart, so he's just trying to help out everybody that's obviously affected financially by the virus. And, you know, he's trying to do something from his part. So anything I can do, anything my teammates can do to help the cause, you know, we're definitely behind it.
I know you are just playing this by ear like the rest of us, waiting to find out when you might be able to get back to playing hockey. It doesn't seem like it's going to be anytime soon. I'm sure you've considered the fact that there won't be any more hockey for you for this season. As you look back on your first full year in pro and your year overall with the Utica Comets, what jumps out to you as far as your development goes?
I think my confidence level. You know, I think heading into your first pro season, you kind of never, you know, you don't really know what to expect. You know, you want to make an impact and be an impactful player, especially as a goaltender. You have the ability to be that for a team. But, you know, I was also nervous. My first only pro game kind of went really south really fast in Vancouver last year. But, you know, I learned a lot from that, and I learned a lot about the pro game and kind of the adjustments I had to make. So, you know, for myself, making the adjustment to pro hockey, I thought it was a smoother one. There's definitely bumps in the road along the way and kind of things you kind of learn as you go. But I think I really caught my stride. You know, after the All-Star break, coach, you know, had a lot of trust in me, and I was able to play a lot of games down the stretch. And you know, before the season was kind of interrupted, obviously, by the virus. But, you know, I look back on a lot of positives. I love the city of Utica, first of all, and the coaching staff has been great. Working with Curtis Sanford has been phenomenal, and I feel like my development has really grown from there. And, you know, I'm really excited just to see, you know, what the future kind of has for next season. But also I stay optimistic for this season. Obviously, everybody, really, we don't know what's going to happen, but I'm a guy who likes to stay on the positive end of things, and, you know, that's where I'm going to stay. So I'm definitely not going to rule anything out.
Outside of yourself, like, the confidence is awesome. What's the biggest thing you've learned about just hockey in general as your first season of pro? I guess, you know, looking at it from how teams attack you.
Yeah, I think in junior hockey, you know, you watch video and you watch video on teams. But, you know, I think as, you know, you burst on the scene as you know, as a rookie goaltender, you know, teams kind of are just trying to gather information about you. So I think, you know, once they kind of gathered information and kind of how I play and how to beat me, you know, now I have to learn and I have to make adjustments, you know, to better my game and to kind of grow my game, because they're kind of figuring out how to beat me. So now I got to figure out ways kind of how to beat them. And I think, you know, like, kind of, it's like a big game of chess, I feel like, because, you know, everybody has video on everyone, and, you know, the game's very unpredictable, as we know. But I think for myself, yeah, just kind of evolving and growing as a pro on and off the ice was something that I learned a lot about myself this year. And I think it can definitely translate into hopefully a big summer and, you know, another good season.
Have you got your eye on 25? I think that's the record for Utica wins for a goalie. I think you're at 21 right now. Have you been keeping an eye on that as the season's gone along? You may not get a chance to get it with the virus and everything, but was that something that you were just aware of?
I kind of had an inkling, but, you know, for me, I'm not really a stats guy. I'm more of like a team overall, you know, kind of how the team performs, but definitely that was at the back of my mind, you know, that's for sure. And if given the opportunity to hopefully extend the season, hopefully I can get there. It all depending on, you know, obviously this big stoppage, but yeah, that's something that would be pretty cool to tie or beat. And if not this season, hopefully next season too.
Mikey DiPietro, Utica Comets goaltender, Canucks prospect, 21 wins this year for the Comets. He joins us on Canucks Central. You mentioned Curtis Sanford. What specific impact did he have on your improvement over the course of this year?
I think, for me, I can't really pick one. I think all aspects of my game, from the mental side of the game to the physical part of the game as well, building, that foundation on my perimeter play to, my integration into my post management, my game management, but also questions that I have just about the game in general. Curtis is a guy who's been in my shoes. He's played the game, and he's someone that I used as a resource. And, for Sandman to take the time that he did for me and my development this year has been great. And, I can't really say enough great things about him because, he's a big part of what made my transition to pro as smooth as it was this year. I owe a lot of it to him and, helping me, being patient with me and kind of managing my competitiveness that I do have. So, he did everything that, I could ever ask of him. And I'm very grateful to have him as a coach and as a resource, but also as a friend.
Mikey, you mentioned coming into this season, because of what happened last year, you were a little bit nervous, and that's completely understandable. How has your mental approach changed over the course of this year?
I think when I first headed into the season, it was more of, I have to do well. I have, I'm a guy who holds myself to a high standard and, holds myself accountable, probably more than anybody else would hold me accountable. And for me, I think for the first part of the season, it was more of like, I have to mindset, I have to win this game. I have to let in 2 goals or less. I have to get above 900 save percentage, stuff like that. But as the season progressed, as I said earlier, people learn more about you. They learn about your game and what kind of goaltender you are and how to beat you. And then obviously you have some stumbling blocks and you hit a few bumps in the road, which is expected in any season, and which allowed me to rely on our mental skills coach in Utica. His name is Ashwin Patel, and he's someone that I use as a major resource for myself. And instead of having the mindset of, I have to do well, I have to win this game, I kind of switched my mindset to, I get the opportunity to play tonight, or I get the opportunity, to embrace a tough situation. He kind of gave me a different tool of how to, manage my mental game and manage, the way I look at things. Because, as a goaltender, you're on an island for 60 minutes. And, you don't get to go back to the bench and get constant feedback from coaches what you're doing right or what you're doing wrong. And having that, even that self-talk and that positive self-talk instead of like a heavy or grueling self-talk to yourself, it makes a big difference. And I think that as the season wore on, that's something that's really changed along with my mental side of the game and the way I kind of talk to myself and the way I kind of approach a game when I head into it.
That's very interesting. Mikey DiPietro with us here on Canucks Central, and I'm always fascinated by the conversation about adaptation. You tee it up there. Hey, I kind of knew how to stop shooters, then they figure out how to beat me. Now I've got to figure out what that next step is, that chess game that always goes on. Within that process, how often do you pick the brains of some of the top scorers on your team and say, hey, how would you try to beat me? Where can I clean things up?
Yeah, I relied a lot on them. Obviously, you have a guy who scores a lot of goals in Utica, Reed Boucher, and he's a guy that I, that I would talk to frequently, especially on the power play. You see a lot of teams running a 1-3-1 on a power play, and shots are coming from the flank, and the way you manage traffic is a big thing. So not only do I talk to shooters on my team, but I refer back to Salmon and Curtis Sanford and kind of how do I manage traffic for being an average size goaltender. How can I still see the release of a puck and still give myself the best chance to compete for every puck that comes my way and to give my team the best chance to win. And I think, for straight on shots, or straight on shots, you rely a lot on tracking and you're obviously as a goaltender, your athleticism and your ability to stop pucks. But, you know, once you start getting into end zone plays and depth management of your crease and the way you attack, you know, shooters, it's interesting to see how, you know, different strategies you can take by taking less depth, you know, by seeing the hand of the shooter, by seeing the release of the puck. Those are all things I've kind of picked up on as the seasons wore on, and I've been lucky enough to work a lot with the coaches down in Utica, and you know, they've been very helpful with me taking extra time out of their day and helping me get better, so I owe a lot to them.
It's Canucks Central, Bick Nizar and Scott Rintoul with Mikey DiPietro. Look, we're all encouraged about the hockey stuff. That was so awesome. But we've seen the videos on the Utica Twitter page, you talking about The Bachelor. Were you happy with the way it finished? And you predicted this ending, right?
I didn't predict it to a T, but you know, I had a pretty good inkling of what was kind of going to happen. It kind of unfolded. To say I was happy about the whole thing, yeah, it's average for me. I think the ending was average. Now they already broke up, so you know, that wasn't really surprising. I think a lot of people had a lot to say about Peter's mom, you know, calling out Madison like that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows my girl's Kelly. You know, I love Kelly, but yeah, it was an okay ending. I think it was a season where it was just okay. There's obviously a lot of drama, but you know, the guys down in Utica loved it, especially the younger guys. A couple of the older guys didn't even know I was doing these videos. So then towards the end of obviously The Bachelor, they caught wind of the videos and they kind of, you know, gave me a hard time about it, but it was all joking and fun. So, yeah, it was okay. I'm looking forward to, I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to The Bachelorette, but I'm looking forward to, you know, next season's Bachelor for sure.
So was the mom too involved?
I don't know. You know, I think, yeah, I'm not a mom, but, you know, I have one. And, you know, she's certainly, you know, stubborn like me. So moms only want the best for us. So I can only say so much about it. You know, I don't know. I think you gotta let, you know, your son's 27. So I feel like, you know, you gotta, if he's happy, you should let him be happy. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of Barbara.
So, okay, your team Kelly there. Is there someone from this season that you'd see on a future season? Is it Kelly or is it somewhere else?
Pardon? Okay, I couldn't hear you.
Is there someone from this season that you would want to see on a future season? Is it Kelly or is it somewhere or someone else?
Well, you know, hopefully Kelly is going on the next season. Hopefully, you know, she can hit me up. But, you know, hopefully she won't be going on any other season. But I highly doubt that. So, yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Kelly or Madison. I know they already picked the Bachelorette, but I wouldn't find – I'd like to see Madison as the Bachelorette. I liked her too. But, yeah, hopefully not Kelly, though. Like, hopefully, you know, who knows.
You're pulling out.
We are opposite coast, but, you know, Vancouver's a little, you know, north of California where she is. So you never know.
For sure. Hey, what's quarantine life going for you? What are you watching?
So I've been catching up on Riverdale because in the States, it only goes up to season 3. And so I've been catching up on season 4 in Riverdale. So that's been nice, but I'm already all caught up. And now I'm just kind of rewatching, you know, some Family Guy and just some shows there. I'm actually reading a book. I know it's kind of weird. An OHL guy reading a book for fun. But, yeah, it's just between trying to keep busy working out at home and, you know, just trying to keep busy. So,
wait, yeah, what's the book?
Riverdale's been good.
What's the book?
Oh, Bobby Orr's book.
Oh, okay.
I started it, but I'm going to start pick it up again and, you know, hopefully finish it this time.
I understood Riverdale and Bobby Orr, but if you had come on and spoken Russian, I would have understood more than the Bachelor stuff. Hey, Mikey, great stuff, man. We always appreciate it when you take the time. Keep having fun with the videos. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we look forward to bigger and better things to come from you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, guys. Stay safe.